Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Whenever you are, welcome to the Host Advantage Show. I'm Chris, and I'm joined by John. And we are here to talk about Summer Game Fest 2022.
Whoop whoop.
Woot woot. So what we're going to do today is just talk about the trailers that interested us and just go from there. Because there was a lot of stuff that we did care about and a lot of stuff we didn't care about. So
yeah.
To avoid all of the boring stuff, we're just going to talk about the good for us.
And I feel, part of me feels so bad because like some people are like putting their heart and soul into these games, but I'm not a big anime fan. And so I'm just like, skip. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Skip.
And of course, this is always personal. So if
yeah.
Your favorite trailer for all three of you who listen to us didn't make this, we are sorry. But at the same time, we're not.
Sorry, not sorry. Also, mm-hmm. We hit 50 subs, speaking of hey. Three people. So thanks all 48 others of you, excluding my parents and Chris's parents and my wife and blah, 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 whatever. We appreciate you for sticking around. So,
yeah, we'll get a party popper when we hit 100.
Can we get that in writing? Can we get like party hats and
party popper at 100? Write it down. We're good.
All right. Where do we begin? What was the first trailer for you?
The first trailer for me was Routine.
Ooh. That one got me excited.
So, I don't know anything beyond just what we saw in the trailer, mm-hmm. but this 1 minute trailer looked really good.
Yeah. And correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't it made by like three people?
I don't know about that. I just know it's Raw Fury.
Yeah, I knew that one for sure. Yeah, and it sucks because like I got like heavy Alien Isolation vibes from it.
Oh yeah.
Which is a game I fucking adore, but it's very much not. I mean, sure, they could have drawn some inspiration from that, like, motion sensor gun tool thing. But damn, those robots look fucking good.
That was a really slick cut at the end where you just see, like, its mouth open and it's got, like, the teeth and it's, like, crackles closed.
Mm-hmm.
That was really strong. And obviously, the atmosphere is just dripping with tension. And it looks like it could even be a VR game if they tried. Like, I don't think that it will be, but that would be rad if it was.
That would be rad. Terrifying, but rad nonetheless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, don't know much about it, but I'm really excited to see more of it.
It was one of those teasers where it's just like, let's just give them a little nibble, see what we're working on, and then just kind of gain some of that interest. It's kind of like what The Last Knight did, where they just did like a little demonstration of like, oh, it's a pixel art game. Ooh. And then, like, we didn't know much more other than there's a protagonist and he got in trouble or something. And pixel art. And it looks really great. Mm-hmm. And then they just kind of went dormant for a while. And hopefully Routine doesn't do the same thing. But I do like... I feel like this year is going to be, like, the year of horror. Or at least, like, the next few years. Because, like, there are a lot of horror games that are being showcased.
Absolutely. And like and even Jeff Keighley in the event said there's a lot of space stuff coming out. There was
space,
like, I wrote a list down of everything and there were like five or six games that just are all revolved around space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll get to those for sure.
Yeah, I also feel like this game might be pretty short. Like kind of just seeing its graphical, like it looks good, but it doesn't look like it'll be very long. Not that it's a bad thing.
As much as I would love a full length title, like I would just love it. That's it. Mm-hmm. So you know we got to talk about Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, it's kind of mandatory.
Just we have to at least touch on it because it was a pretty big it's a pretty big game as far as Infinity Ward is gonna market it as. Mm-hmm. But I mean, there's nothing I can really say about it. Like that. Of course they would choose a breaching mission because, like, what was it called? Clean House? Clean House was one of the missions in Modern Warfare 2019, and that mission was really fucking cool. And, mm-hmm. like, the only way to make a campaign level or sequence, whatever, look good is to have it not just be explosions and drifting and guns and America, all that shit. But it's the breaching sequences where it's just like, oh, shit, like, you can see them, like, stacking up and, like, oh, let's put a breaching charge and, oh, let's take a look at this gun. And yeah, like the trailer I was just like, okay.
It like, was fine enough. Like, it was lengthy. It showed off
nothing
a nice, but like, it's COD. Like,
it's
it'll
the
be
same
good.
Shit. Different
it'll,
year.
But you've played it before. Like, I think it's coming out. In fairness, I'm not the biggest fan of COD anymore, but like, I will say that it's coming out at a pretty good time for themselves. Because like last year's fumble with like Halo being very much a beta, even at launch, if you want to call it launch, Battlefield 2042, terrible launch, and what was it, Cold War? COD also was very lukewarm, yeah, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
This is really gonna like blow everything out of the park. It's gonna take away like everything else, and the whole audience is just gonna jump on it, and it's gonna be hugely successful. And it's gonna have Warzone 2 soon after that, or bundled with it, or something like that. So, yeah, Gamebuster.
Yeah, they should have shown like stuff added to Warzone, because like Call of Duty campaign's not their biggest selling point. Let's be honest, guys. Like, campaign's not free to play. Warzone is free to play. You know why? Because it brings money in. So I don't know why they didn't show more Warzone footage, or like, oh, coming to like market it to the people that will play exactly that.
Yeah, just, I think they just know that people are going to get Warzone. Like, they don't even have to do anything except to say, hey, it's going to drop this day. They can just tweet it and everyone's going to know about it.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, minimal advertising needed and it'll be just fine.
Remember, kids, don't pre-order. Don't feed the beast.
Yeah, stop it, because you're just going to be disappointed and you'll remember it forever, and you'll make a podcast talking about disappointments.
Yeah, we're just tuned to two grumpy old fuckers like us.
Yeah, two white guys shouting in the sky.
Just yelling at the clouds, yeah. Yeah. So I wrote down in my notes when I was watching the trailer, man, this is boring. And then they said something about, like, water technology, and I'm just like, who fucking cares? Like,
fish AI.
Unless, that's exactly what I thought of, was, I think it was Ghosts that, it was either Black Ops 3 or Ghosts, I think, that said fish AI, and I'm like, this is the same fucking lane, like, who cares? Like, no one cares about the water animations. Fucking Verdansk and Caldera, who's looking at the water? No, you can't even swim in it, there's no point. So yeah, we're not excited for Modern Warfare 2, but, I mean, if it's on Game Pass, it's on Game Pass. I mean,
honestly, like, I've got friends who are going to buy it, so I'll probably end up getting it, but I'm not excited for it.
Yeah, it'll be fun for like a week, and we'll probably drop it for Overwatch 1, two. Not even 2.
It's just one. That's right.
1.5 or whatever we're calling it now.
Mm-hmm. So I've got another Raw Fury title. I don't know if you caught this one, but I thought it looked really interesting. American Arcadia.
Do you remember that one? No.
Okay, really quick. So it is like a little like indie game by Raw Fury. Again, it's like the Truman Show. Did you ever see that movie?
Oh, I remember that now. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that exact premise. Person in a dome, living a life on TV, and it's like, well, mayhem ensues because they know, or their ratings drop. So they that looks cool. I'm really into that. So I'm excited to see more on that one.
Yeah. Question. How long until we talk about Callisto Protocol?
If we can make it right now.
Okay, perfect.
Sorry, I have it in my phone, but I didn't transfer it on the computer, so I kind of just like skipped over it. Let's talk about it now.
I will slap you in your mouth. Anyways, so this channel is slowly devolving, I don't know, into like a Callisto Protocol.
It's disintegrating.
It is slowly becoming like a Callisto Protocol channel, because it comes up so often, and I think we're just deprived of a good horror game, and we miss Dead Space so much, and blah blah blah. Glenn Schofield, a true showman, before he even shows any footage or says anything, he immediately thanks Jeff for having him on the show, and then before he even starts his trailer, he thanks his team, and like, oh, mwah. What a class act. What a gentleman. I love this guy. Can't get enough of him. that trailer, or the gameplay that he showed was wow.
It's funny how people are like, oh yeah, it's by the same people who made Dead Space. Like, this game is Dead Space.
I remember
it's so in your face Dead Space, and I'm not saying this because I'm angry, I'm just saying this because, like, holy cow, the closest thing that I can compare it to was when Left 4 Dead became Back 4 Blood.
Yeah, it looks just like... I remember looking in chat and someone was like, this is a Dead Space ripoff. I'm like... Is someone going to tell him?
You know what? Sure. Yes, it is actually a Dead Space ripoff. Do we care about this, though? No, we don't.
Honestly, just let the game speak for itself.
It looks good.
It looks fucking amazing. Like, the detail in the environments, the lighting, like, the shadows, and, like, the gore is, like, tasteful and, like, it's creepy.
The sound design on the weapon was awesome, too.
Yeah. I love when a weapon has a good punch to it. So mm-hmm. it makes it feel so real. And that's another thing, is that we haven't had, well, I say we haven't had a horror game, but, like, we haven't, like, been interested in a horror game since, like, Dead Space, I feel like. I mean, set aside Alien Isolation. Well, like, Isolation, sure, but, like, this is our first, like, next-gen, like, true horror, real-ass horror game. And so, like, when I watched the Schofield cut of the trailer, that end where... there's even a bigger face chomp.
Yeah, we were gushing about the face chomp in the censored version of the trailer.
Censored version. Yeah, the PG version. One thing that I'm quickly realizing is that, like, I have a pretty iron stomach, but, like, that was, like, that made me a little uneasy because it was, like, so much more detail. Like, you can see the sweat and, like, the hair follicles on his face as it's getting ripped open. And it's just, like, it feels a lot more real, which I think is going to help a lot for the horror aspect of the game.
That's, like, everything for the horror aspect. Exactly. Yeah. And, like, man, they really know how to hold on to that shot, too. Because, like, you just think, oh, it's going to chomp. Like, no. This is going through, like, bone. And it's going to take a lot of force. And we're going to show you how much force it takes.
Yeah, it was... brutal is a good way to say, is a good way to describe it.
Yeah, no, it was metal as hell.
Because, like, when you think of, like, fatalities or something, it's like, oh, cut the arm off, cut the head off, cut the torso in half. But this was, like, cut the head at an angle that has, like, that it's not a very commonly cut angle.
No.
Like, ugh, there's so much blood. I love it. It's the best. But I'm so excited to play that game. And I think when I play it, I'm going to play it on a harder difficulty on the first time, because making it harder and knowing that you can actually die at any given moment makes it a lot scarier. And, like, when I play Dead Space, I just did it in a normal mode, because, like, I play every campaign on normal mode, but I think I'll do, like, a harder difficulty just to make it that much scarier, because holy fuck.
It's funny, because, like, we don't even really know the premise of the game except for that it's, like, a prison moon that revolves around
Moon and Jupiter.
Yeah. And, like, that's kind of it. But, like, it's not the point. Like, we just want to play and to have fun with this horror game.
Yeah,
like,
you could put it in downtown Phoenix. I don't give a fuck. You could put it wherever you want and I'll play it. It could be in Tijuana. Yeah. I'll play the shit out of it.
Talk about the proper Game Fest ending to the same trailer we're talking about. And that's when he gets caught in the fucking rotor.
Yep.
And again, just agonizing.
The struggle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just, like, not the, like, gear stops. And then just, like...
Yeah, because you think of, like, Dead Space, the previous Dead Space, like, the gravity things. You walk into it, the camera pans up, and, oh, you're in six pieces. You didn't even see what happened. This is, like, hey, let's fucking look, like, in great detail what's happening. Like, oh, his arm is in. Holy shit. Oh, he's still not dead. He's, like, actually fighting to save his life. Yeah. And then his head gets... And then it's like... Blah, 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 blah. It was so fucking awesome. I watched that so many times because it just looks so good. And, like, I kind of hate that you can see, like, the struggle and the fear in his eyes, because, again, that just makes it so much more real and that much more terrifying. I feel so bad for my boy Jacob. He's gonna die a lot.
He's gonna die. There's gonna be you said it last time, I think we talked about it, there's gonna be so many video compilations on YouTube of him dying.
Oh yeah, he's gonna have, like, his chest ripped open and, like, someone's gonna, like, dance inside of it. Like, it's gonna be, like, the goriest shit. So one thing I noticed that I picked up on watching the gameplay was that I got a lot of the melee combat. It's a lot more prominent in this one, because, like, in Dead Space, it was like, cut off the limbs or you're going to fucking die. And, like, there wasn't a lot of melee combat unless it was, like, a last resort kind of thing. But in this game, it looks like there's a heavy emphasis on it with like melee weapons, and mm-hmm. it looks like you can pick up some people and just fucking yeet them, which is cool.
Yeah.
Especially when there's like spinning fans nearby, conveniently.
We'll take Half-Life Alyx's like gravity gun.
The gravity gloves.
We'll give it the power of the gravity gun.
Pick up people.
And just put that in our horror game.
Easy kills, yeah. But yeah, I loved the combat system. It kind of reminded me of The Last of Us's combat system, where you can like, where they have like, you know, an animation where they'll go and swipe you and you can dodge it and then do like a counterattack combo and knock them down and finish them in some way. I think that's
going to
be really
fun. It's not so like, you're just going to swing no matter what you hit. Like, this will be a little bit more interactive. And like, if I'm going to hit a bigger target, like a brute, I'm going to like really swing my punch and not just like, ugh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I imagine like the stun, but like the your primary melee weapon is going to be like a stun baton that you pick up like right in the beginning because you're on a from a guard's body that was like cut in half by something that you don't know. So,
yep.
I always like when a game has like a very defined melee weapon. Mm. Like Half-Life, you have the crowbar. Mm. BioShock, you have the wrench.
The one-two like, punch, zap and whack.
Just like a very like this. Hammer, this mallet, this thing is like synonymous with this game,
and it's not even like meant to be a weapon. Like,
yes, that's even better.
Like
even better.
A wrench, or mm-hmm. you know, a hammer, or you know, crowbar. So, what was your reaction when The Rock was suddenly on screen?
I wasn't even going to bring up The Rock. That's how much I cared about his appearance at the Game Awards or the Game Fest.
Oh my goodness.
I have to say, I put it in my notes for this. I wanted to go out and buy a ZOA energy drink and to be like, so this episode is sponsored by ZOA. And it would have been the dumbest, cheesiest thing, but I would have laughed so much seeing it.
That I'm glad I wasn't alone because I looked at chat and it was just a bunch of like strange faces. Hold on. I think I just took a picture of it. Where is it? There it is. I don't know if you can see it on camera very well, but it was just a bunch of like questionable faces.
Oh my god. Yeah, an overwhelming.
Chat was like full of all these like, huh? What the fuck?
It was either the fact that it was a huh, like a question mark, or it was the Rock's like.
Oh, that makes sense. That's his
signature meme.
Yeah,
thing,
I mean,
whatever you want to call it.
It can be interpreted both ways, I suppose, because it was weird that a movie.
I
star...
like it being weird more.
Yeah, let's go with that.
It was weird, and everybody agreed with us.
Because, like, in between all of like the faces, people are like, Black Adam from DC, Black Adam from Fortnite. Christ, man, tell us why you're here. Because he was just like, I'm at my home gym, the Steel Foundation, or whatever the fuck I call this playground.
Steel Paradise,
or whatever. And I just put like, oh my god, fuck your energy drink. Because like, if you know me, I drink a lot of energy drinks, and I've had like 250 different flavors. I can tell you about it later. But we've had most of the ZOAs, and 80 to 90% of them are actually garbage, so don't even bother with them. I don't like
them. It's the fastest growing energy drink in the world.
It can lick my balls. And I was like, why are they showing a movie trailer at an event titled Game Fest? Whatever. Not. Mm-hmm. I don't.
It's all about the money. You got to market somewhere.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the next thing that you saw that interests you?
Cuphead, the delicious last course.
Dude, it's been so long.
I can't believe how long it's been. It's been, what, 4 years? Maybe 5?
Mm-hmm.
And we knew about the DLC like a year later.
So it's been about 3 to 4 years since we've gotten something from, excluding like crazy. Netflix shows.
I was going to say, we got an entire TV show before we got DLC for the game that spawned this franchise.
That's so weird. But I do love that the initials of the DLC are DLC. It's
very cute.
That's funny. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And June 30th. So we're almost there.
Oh, wow. That is coming up. Yeah. Oh, so I was really excited when I saw Coffee Stain was putting a game out. And I was like, oh my god, like, are they officially releasing like Satisfactory or something?
Mm.
Goat Simulator 3. Which I had no idea there was a demand for it.
I didn't know there was a 2.
uh,
I thought it was pretty funny how they ripped on the Dead Island 2 trailer.
I didn't notice that.
Because they were like, a long-awaited anticipated game that you're really going to want to bite into. And then it's literally the trailer for Dead Island 2 that showed, that was like 3 years ago, with a guy jogging and everyone behind him is getting eaten. And he's running and just enjoying his music.
I was thinking about the one played in reverse. That's a completely different one.
That was the first Dead Island.
Shout out to that.
That was a good trailer.
Yeah.
That was a fucking phenomenal trailer. Watch our video about it because it's great.
Yeah. Link in the description.
And we won't.
I'll forget.
But yeah, I thought that was funny how they like were subverting our expectations because it's like, at this point, it's never coming out.
Yeah. I don't know how I wrote down. I don't know how Jeff got through that announcement without laughing his ass off. Because just like all these AAA titles, Modern Warfare 2, Callisto Protocol, Goat Simulator 3. It's just so out of left field.
Yeah, it does have a very, it's a very specific genre of game that a very specific set of people enjoy.
How excited for Mario Strikers Battle League are you?
I mean, it's coming out. It looks cool. I just wish games like this that we're really excited for came out. I really wish they still came out when we were kids,
mm-hmm.
and actually didn't have any responsibility or bills or financial woes.
Or homes, like, or children or, we have to pay for.
Yeah, like the days where we stayed up until 2 and went to school at 6 every day for 5 days a week,
yep.
and we were fine.
We were invulnerable. Nothing could touch us.
But it looks fun.
If Strikers Battle League had more like resounding reviews besides 7s and 8s, I'd be more excited. But like, if it's just gonna be all right,
And the last few like revived Mario sport titles have been all right. Like Mario Golf was all right. Mario Tennis was all right. It just kind of goes. There's a trend that's just like there's just not enough content to keep me engaged for longer than a day. Yeah. And I feel like Strikers might be that again. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. What did you think of Saints Row Boss Factory?
Didn't have any opinion on it. No.
I was pretty surprised because they really pushed their customization. Like you can make your face like exactly like your face, which like pretty sure Rainbow Six did that in like the Xbox 360 era.
The idea is no longer
new. And I know that because I did it. And it looked fucking terrible because like remember Xbox Vision cameras? I sure do, because I had one. And like you had to put your face right in it, and I'd be like and it would take a picture and like build a character off of my face, and my person was just like
wasn't there like a it looked janky basketball as... game?
Yep.
Where you could do the same and it would just like made horrible abominations.
Yeah. It made shit scarier than Callisto Protocol. It was fucking terrifying, but it was awesome because it was like, oh, we're trying to do like a facial capture mocap thing, but no, it fell short. But they tried. So you told me before I knew about it, about the Quarry, and all I knew was that it was the sort of spiritual successor to Until Dawn by the same studio. And when I watched the trailer, I did not get a horror vibe. Because the music was so jolly and like, oh, yeah, this is what you're going to do on our ranch and we're going camping and blah, blah, blah. It was very much not the mood that I wanted it to be, or that it seemed like it wanted to achieve. Because like, now that I look at like people playing it, like I've just seen the thumbnails, it looks like a straight horror game, which I'm sure that's what their intention was, but the trailer just set a completely different tone. And so like, I'm still interested in it, but I just think that trailer wasn't very good. But I was like, is this horror or comedy? Because this song sucks.
Yeah, I think they're just trying to give it a bit of an identity.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty easy formula to nail down. And I think formula might be the wrong word to say, but like summer teens going on vacation at the cabin is like, it's a tried and true borderline cliche. It isn't even borderline. It is a cliche at this point. Like, ever since, like, what, the 80s?
Yeah.
So I think they're just kind of giving it that kind of, trying to give it, like, fresh coat of paint, being like, oh, it's a little bit different than what you've seen, but it's kind of the same thing, you know.
Yeah. I'm pretty impressed that they're bringing back The Last of Us and doing a complete overhaul. Because...
Well, I got stuff to say about this.
Because, like, you have a game, and then you remaster it, and then you remake it. And, like... I feel like three releases of the same game is kind of pushing it. I can see their standpoint on wanting to make a game, like, a lot better. Like, a better version of itself. But, like, people are going to have three versions of the same game. Not the same game, but you know what I mean.
So, there are instances where re-releasing a game in this exact same way can work. Shadow of the Colossus is a good example of this. Because it came out for the PlayStation 2 in, like, 2002, around that time frame. A decade and a half later, maybe a decade later, they brought it back as, like, an HD release. So they kind of, like, cleaned up the grain, made it look a little bit better. But it was the same thing. It was the same game. Nothing changed. But then you have it for the PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, from a ground-up re-release.
Okay.
And in that instance, I can see it working because it had such time and it had such prestige as a influential title in gaming that I can understand it. But Last of Us hasn't even been out for 10 years.
Yeah, once you hit 10 this years, then you can remake.
This third attempt at the same game. And I love The Last of Us. I love Part 1 in particular. I think it's a fantastic game. I don't want to pay full price again for it. I'm going to be paying more this time around because it's for the PlayStation 5, which is $70 base.
That's $190 if my math is correct. It's $60 twice, then $70.
And they have, like, the, you can get it for like $80 and then like $100 depending on the edition.
Definitive edition, yeah, whatever. Comes with a statue of Ellie.
And it's cool. I get it. It's fun. And, like, even I was one of the people who was like, man, if Last of Us Part 1 had, like, Last of Us 2 AI and animations, the game would be even more of a masterpiece. Mm-hmm. And I think they're trying to do that, which is unfortunate because even though I said that, it doesn't mean I wanted it. And, like, they're doing the side-by-side comparisons, and yes, you can see a difference, and yes, it does look better. But, like, not enough to, like, full price?
Like, it's not gonna, like, to me, that's not much of a different experience.
No,
it's just the same experience, but more pixels.
Yeah, and, like, it doesn't even have any... They even talked about the multiplayer that they're going to implement later for its standalone title. So it doesn't even have a multiplayer thing attached to it. It's just the same game with the DLC that you've seen and you've played, and it's going to be... So, yeah.
So those are my thoughts. Yeah, I noted that it was a standalone multiplayer game, which was weird to me. And then they said it's big. So I'm thinking, like, are we about to get a Last of Us Battle Royale?
No, I don't think it's going to be a Battle Royale, but it'll be something. And that might be worth the cost whenever it comes out, whatever it is, but... As it stands, getting another Last of Us game, I'm just like, I'm rolling my eyes.
And they also mentioned that it's going to have its own story, which I don't know how multiplayer is going to get a story. Unless you do it like Apex, where they have like Tales from the Wildlands? The Borderlands? I don't know. But they have like, you know, cinematic shorts about the characters, which are cool. But like, I don't know if this is going to interest people that much. But
yeah, I mean, even Overwatch has like its in-game lore, so they might do something like that without necessarily being like a character hero shooter. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, you might, depending on the multiplayer, whatever they decide to do, there could be like journals or diaries and stuff that will expand the story with its own unique characters. But like, Destiny did something like that, and I didn't give two shits about Destiny's story. And
Speaking of actually, scratch that. I was just going to say, Troy Baker's hair is legendary.
Troy Baker's a very handsome man.
He's a very handsome man.
Yes. He has phenomenal hair as well. And I'm glad he didn't do NFTs.
And who better to endorse the characters of a live-action show than the voice actors that actually played them?
Yeah.
I thought they would actually bring out the actors to talk about something, but no, they sent out the actual VAs. Nope.
Psych, it's the game that was leaked the day before. Sucker.
Yeah. And enough of that, at least for me. Did you have anything that you wanted to add to that?
The only other thing that I wanted to make note of that I actually really appreciate that they made note of was Replaced was supposed to be in there. And that's the game that looks like The Last Night, but isn't The Last Night.
Yeah.
It's the Microsoft exclusive, if I'm not mistaken. They are stationed or HQ'd in Ukraine and couldn't make the appearance. But I'm glad that they actually took the time to make mention their support of them. And we got a cool key art out of it. So that was neat. I'm glad it's still progressing in its own pace, given the circumstances.
Mm-hmm. The last thing that I wanted to mention for that particular day was Choo Choo Charles is quite the meme.
Oh no, don't know what this is.
You don't remember the train that's following you and it's like a horror game?
Oh, why is this?
It's screaming Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yeah, why is this a thing though?
I don't know, that's all I mentioned. I had to say something about it because it's a train. The train is the antagonist coming to kill you, and we had to say something. I could have just let that one go by we didn't notice that.
Mm-hmm.
That was a hell of a way to close out that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all I had for that day.
Yeah, I mean, I Gotham Knights doesn't look fun at all. And yeah, that was it actually. I got everything down. So those are our thoughts on Summer Game Fest 2022. Let us know what you thought about the Game Fest. Let us know the trailers that you liked. Maybe we didn't. Hopefully we didn't bash on your favorite game too much.
Or someone's I can't wait for Choo Choo, whatever the fuck that game was called. Choo Choo Charles.
I hope they talk about Gotham Knights. The answer is no. But leave a like. Comment, subscribe, stay tuned for more videos coming up. It's a big time for games right now, so mm-hmm. There'll be more to come.
And we have a part two. We're gonna have the Xbox Bethesda showcase in a separate video coming up after this one, so hopefully you'll tune into that one as well.
Yeah, please do, and we'll see you all in the next video.
Peace.
Be good people.